Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me, as usual, is the wonderful and handsome Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, Benuni Bontunius, what a day we have today. Not only is it below deck, we get to announce our tour. I'm so excited. Yay.
Yes. Oh, my God. We've been waiting to announce it. The moment has come now. We are officially going on sale on Friday morning. We're going on sale. But actually, you can even do, there is a pre-sale that's happening on Thursday. Use the code word CRAPPENS2023 and you can buy your tickets on Thursday just in case anything sells out. On Friday, go to watchercrappens.com and we'll have links to all the ticketing there. That's where we can get it. Here comes the schedule. This is the moment everyone's been waiting for. These are the cities that we are going to. Austin, Texas. We're kicking it off in Austin, Texas, Ronnie's hometown. Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, Los Angeles for the Crappies. The Crappies are going to be on February 24th at the Wiltern, so y'all better come to that. Charlotte, North Carolina, Atlanta, Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, San Francisco, Toronto, Philadelphia, New York City, and Washington, D.C. for the grand finale. So go to watchercrappens.com. I'm so excited. I just like amped myself up by going through those cities. I am thrilled.
Always just go to watchercrappens.com to find any updates. Maybe we'll add some. You never know. Okay. Just go check them there. We're super excited. This is called the Cheetah Brand Tour. Okay.
Cheetah Brand. I was so excited. I didn't even say what it was called. The Cheetah Brand Tour.
Yeah, it's the Cheetah Brand Tour. What are you going to do?
Cheetah Brands. All right. You're all going to come and we're all going to be Cheetah Brands together. Okay. Everyone who comes, Cheetah Brand. Cheetah Brand.
That's right. So we're super excited for that. Also, tons of episodes this week. We are catching up with Miami. We did a full recap and a mini recap in one episode this week. And we're going to be doing a full episode at the end of the week. We've got these Below Decks. We've got Southern Hospitality. We've got Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Real Housewives of Potomac. It's an insane week here. So sorry we were gone for New Year's, but we are definitely going to be making it up for you now. If you want any videos or bonus episodes, please go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Okay. And don't forget watchwhatcrappens.com for all your merch and all of your other needs. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all there in one central place.
It's all there. Wow.
It's
all happening. And today we're talking Below Deck, regular Below Deck that aired on Monday night because we're still catching up. We're catching up with the timeline here. Wow. So much is happening. Camille, wow, what a way to celebrate Camille's descent into just like greater self-pity and just entitlement and privilege. I mean, she's just terrible. What a terrible person she is.
What a dick. Oh, but I do have to say this about Camille. So this has been going around on the internet. People have been posting, oh my God, Camille was a contestant on American Idol. And I was expecting it to be one of those Margie Taylor Green things. Like, have you seen that? Like, just cringe and embarrassing and terrible. Mm-hmm. And so I clicked on it. Can I tell you, Camille is so good.
Is she really?
Isn't that the most shocking news you've heard today? And listen, 2023 is already stacked with shocking news. Okay, in the real news. But isn't that the most shocking news of the year so far? Camille is a talented girl. Mike, wow. I couldn't believe it. I was like, she's so good. I loved her. She's saying, you don't own me. and she sings in like that raspy, oh yeah. And she was doing it as a duet with someone else, and it was great. I mean, really fantastic. So good job to Camille. Unfortunately, he suck at everything else.
Okay. I know. That's like, could there be a more appropriate song for her to sing than that one? Like a song of like, no, you don't own me. It's like the Thirsty song.
It's true. It's like the soundtrack to her season of Below Deck. You don't own me. I'm surprised she just didn't do the whole thing laying down on a deflated slide.
And breaking glasses all the while.
Also, Katy Perry, what an asshole.
The truth
lives in you, and fire burns inside, and you are fire and truth. You fired the truth. Congratulations, girl. It's like, shut up, Katy Perry. How have they kept Katy Perry on this damn show? What a dick that girl is. I listened to her interview on the Smartless podcast, which is great, by the way. What an asshole. Shut up, Katy Perry. I'm never having fireworks come out of my tits again. Okay? I've given up on her.
Katy Perry is my favorite pop star who has gotten into a legal fight with nuns. She is my favorite one.
When she sued those nuns right out of the nunnery.
I think that's like actually kind of like gay
You're
icon
right.
worthy.
She
kicked nuns out of a nunnery in Los Feliz. I didn't even know there were nunneries in Los Feliz. Were they just like nuns listening to indie music? I don't understand it. Like indie Christian music.
Okay, I take it back. You deserve everything in the world because that shit was funny.
Well, Camille, are you ready for your late shift? that's my Katy Perry doing a Below Deck recap.
Yeah. So, for those of you who have forgotten, because we have Bravo brains and those are scrubbed, Captain Lee is left due to nerve issues. So hopefully he's getting a lot better. And enter Captain Hugmerica. Okay.
Captain Sandy showing up for service. Yes, I am. So it's a Sandy.
Also on board is Gigi Fernandez, who won 17 Grand Slam titles and a gold medal, which you'd never know it because she never talks about it.
I can't believe it. She seems so humble. You'd never know that she was an Olympian or ever played tennis ever in her life. Good old humble Gigi Fernandez.
And we got a comment from, I think, one of Gigi's friends. And they said, hey, listen, we need to stick up for Gigi. She's really a nice person. Yeah, I'm sure she is, but welcome to Watch What Crappens. We just cheered on nuns getting robbed by Katy Perry, okay?
We are shitting on gold medalists and we're cheering on nun evictions. This is our brand. Welcome. Come to our live show.
We're horrible people. Welcome aboard.
Welcome on board. And also, we got a comment last week that was like, because we're so ridiculous. We probably spoke for 10 minutes like, and why is she bringing a tennis bag onto a yacht? Is she going to play tennis on a yacht? And someone was like, guys, they showed next week she's going to play tennis on land. So
I don't care. It's still ridiculous to be like, I'm a tennis player, so we're going to play tennis as one of our excursions. Fuck off. Go masturbate at home, Gigi.
And we're
Jesus
all
going
to wear the same blue shirts that say Gigi's tennis on it or something like that. They all have to wear Gigi's uniform to play tennis. And she's playing tennis. Okay, the other thing. Okay, this is a little bit. I'm just going to say it now. I don't want to wait till later in the recap. I thought it was weird that Gigi is this Grand Slam winning gold medalist playing with the plebs. And just like kicking their asses.
Like, she doesn't take a care. Seat. Yeah, she doesn't really care. She would like invite a bunch of 2-year-olds to a roller coaster and be like, whoops, not tall enough to ride. Guess who is? Know. Me, Gigi Fernandez.
But this is my fault. This is my fault because for like a year now, I've been complaining about the bad tennis on Bravo because it's like a standard thing of like, hey, hi, Jill's down here. You want to shoot a scene doing tennis? And we watch people doing these big, slow lobs back and forth. Everything's out. Everything's hitting the net. We just watch this over and over again. I'm like, why can't anyone on this network play tennis? And so they bring in Gigi Fernandez and she's doing Grand Slam quality shit. And I'm like, get her off the TV.
Yeah, fuck her.
Fuck her. Show
Listen,
off.
Listen, if you're going to come up to me and brag about Grand Slams, you better be ready to make fucking breakfast because that's the only Grand Slam I care about. Okay? Otherwise, shut up.
Ronnie, I have a quick question.
What's that?
Are you interested in holding Gigi's gold medal? Because if so,
when they whip out the gold medal, we can make that happen. My God. Yeah, I can't. My family knows F. Murray Abraham from back in the day. Our fathers were friends. And F. Murray Abraham, when he won his Oscar, he sent it to his dad's house. I've never seen such a better move, because it stops you from being like, hey, welcome to my house, kiddo. It's me, F. Murray Abraham. Want to hold the Oscar? Like, he could never pull that. And I was like, that's the smartest move, because you know every one of us would do it. Like, oh, you notice the Oscar on the mantle with all the lights around it that say F. Murray Abraham in cursive? That's actually my signature. I had them actually do that in Switzerland for me. They just shipped it over. No big deal. Want to hold it? Want to hold it, kid? I mean, I would.
Yeah, but the difference is that, like, F. Murray Abraham, I don't think, is going on to yachts 35 years after he won an Oscar with the Oscar.
Hey, guys. All right, for this excursion, I want to go just a couple miles out, and I want to play a little game I call Amadeus.
And everyone, it's like, today, we are going on the mainland. We're setting up a picnic, and we're all going to listen to Mozart and then scrunch our noses, because it's better than what we could do.
I'm Salieri. It's like, we know.
Is Captain Sandy yawning during Salieri's piece? Oh, no.
You know what Amadeus could have used? More hugs. We all know it. We all know the answer.
Listen, hey, Salieri, let me tell you something. Do you want to be here? In Austria. All right. Well, guess what? Amadeus makes great music. And so I want you to make great music, because he's counting on you to like his music. So you make the music. Okay. You're set. Okay. Great. Great.
Hey, dear F. Murray Abraham, come on over here. I just want to give you a tip. Less of the fresh mouth. Okay.
Hey, F. Murray Abraham. Hey, don't throw me under the bus with the emperor, okay? That's your composition, not mine.
Throw me under the bus with the emperor. Okay, that's enough.
Just because he yawned, that has nothing to do with me.
Anyway, the point is, Gigi Fernandez, you're a legend. Okay, we love you. Please turn this off, and all of your friends. Turn it off. It's not for you. Okay, so we start in the morning, as all of us did this week, with Rachel just going, I hate my life. Fuck my life. God damn it.
Yeah, that's how I woke up on January 2nd. I was like, vacation's over. I just turned into Rachel. I'm often like Rachel in the morning, actually. So, and then Ross and Katie are snuggling somewhere. I wrote her name down as Jen for some reason, because she's giving Jen energy this episode, but she's a Katie. And then Fraser's asking Camille to turn over laundry. And it's just all the morning stuff you got to do on the yacht, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. But Ross and Katie are so disgusting. So she's like sitting on his lap while he eats breakfast. And he's like, I think I just got my wheat mix. And then later they're doing furniture covers upstairs. They're like folding them. And he's like, were you in the folding Olympics by chance? She's like, God, it's hard being hot.
Hey, did somebody say something about the Olympics? Because I got a gold medal right here, and that's one thing that can't be folded, am I right?
Gigi, so Rachel downstairs. And Fraser twerk awkwardly, and he's like, oh, I can't twerk. And Rachel's like, I've been diagnosed with something and been prescribed no acetol. I don't get it. I'm not even going to give that a kind smile. I have things to do. I'm going to fail miserably today. I'm going to be wonderful. It's all going to work out.
Jesus Christ. So then, by the way, Rachel gave a tip about why bread baskets are lined with napkins. So that way it avoids condensation, which I feel like I inherently knew. But at the same time, I was like, oh, well, how about that? That was a pretty interesting tip. I actually wish Below Deck would give more little tips. Like, I loved a few weeks ago when Fraser was showing how to do a pillow. And he's like, what you do is you hold it from here and it falls down. And then you take it, you flap it over, and then you turn it over and you put it there. And it's all clean. And I was like, I just want some yachty pro tips to make my bed look nicer, because my bed looks as nice as them.
Well, I definitely have hospital corners on the sides of my bed. I'll tell you that much. Yeah, oh, but it's not always correct. Like, yes, Rachel, napkins. Yes, I get the condensation. It's also to keep the bread warm. It's also to keep little crumbs from growing in between the stupid baskets, which I don't know who came up with bread baskets anyway. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever. They're like, let's find something with 8 million creases for crumbs to get stuck in.
Well, she was using, hers are like the metal baskets that are like, they're not like woven. It's just like, it's almost like a catcher's mask.
I rescind my basket anger. Okay. So then we go to Tony, who's still bitching about the scheduling. Oh, he's God. Like, this new scheduling, I have a big problem with this. I work out on the main deck about 3 a.m, and now I have to work out in the day. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You have to do your push-ups at a different time of day, Tony. Really? I'm so sorry. Let's just burn this whole fucking boat down. You know what? Set Gigi Fernandez on fire with a tennis racket and tell her, you know, it's like love 30 and she's losing. And just set the whole fucking thing on fire.
I know. He has such fitness entitlement. He's like, well, such I'm in shape, baby. So I'm allowed to be, like, I'm allowed to, since I've been dedicated to my body, it's like rude to, like, make it harder for me to be dedicated to my body. If you're really dedicated to your body, you will find the time no matter what time of the day.
Yeah, she'll be out there in the fucking snow doing it. I don't want to hear you crying, okay?
Yeah,
I hate I really hot don't people want to. Who cry. I just hate it. It's like you've worked so hard to be this like big, tough person, and now you're going to cry because you have to do your push-ups at a different time of day. Get the fuck over it.
It's not just the timing. It's also the location. He's like, well, I always work out on the main deck aft, but I do it main deck aft. So it's like perfect because like no one's there, but now I have to work out late and it means that I have to like work out in the day. And this changes the pain in my balls. So he has to like work out in a different part of the boat. That's not as conducive for his workout.
Now. Yeah.
That's
shut up issue. With that. Shut up. You know, when's a good time for you to do those push-ups in the wheelhouse when you're on watch doing nothing. Yeah, you're literally sitting there doing nothing. Pull up a chair and do some arm squat things, whatever the fuck they call them.
Yeah, dips. So then meanwhile Gigi's like, hey Haley, huh, redhead, hey Ginger, come over here, you want to hold the medals, you want to hold the golden medals. Like, oh, okay, I've never masturbated with one of these before, but it's always a good time to start.
Only fair I let you hold my dildos while I do that. By the way, use an electric toothbrush. Is that manual you've got there?
All right, I'm going to need you to remove those gold medals from on the underside of your skirt there. Thank you very much.
So then Fraser is planning a tennis and tequila doubles match. And I don't care. So then Tony is still mad and we see him pouring sugar. He accidentally pours too much sugar on something and says in Spanish, the whore that gave birth to you.
Oh, I assume that he was just putting protein powder on his cereal, but that makes much more sense if he spills on his cereal. Oh, he's so turned around now that he can't work out at the right time. And then Camille, this ding dong, she just bangs her head on a dryer door. She goes, one really hurt.
Katy Perry's like, sometimes in life we hit our heads. You can either fall down or you can keep walking, but a little dizzily. You're walking dizzily. You're going to Hollywood.
Have you ever seen a dryer door hanging open in the room and you bang your head on it?
So then Fraser is checking up on things and he's like, oh, Camille, it looks good in here. And she's like, thanks, I really needed that and I appreciate that. Oh, poor Camille, you're just not lavished enough.
I know, and then she breaks a glass. I mean, how many times does she break glasses?
Well, like, I don't know. Let's watch the montage. I mean, there's literally like a montage of crash, crash, crash.
There is more broken glass in this galley because of her than there are in like productions of Fiddler on the Roof. Like, this is so outrageous. Just hold on to the glass.
I'm not doing that bottle dance again.
Oh, God, I would never. I don't even want to see her doing the bottle dance.
Yeah. You fuck that up. They're like, stop from the top. It's like, oh, God. So Alyssa sees her break the glass. She's like, really? Again? And she goes, and Camille's like, yeah, fuck it. And she just throws it in the regular trash. She goes, don't put it in the regular. She goes, excuse me? She goes, you can't put broken glass in here. She goes, yeah, I wasn't here for that conversation. And glass can go in the ocean, babe. Okay? Like, it totally can.
And Alyssa's like, no, don't put it in the ocean. Like, there's actually, if you go under the bar, there's like a thing for the glass. And Camille goes, got it. Got it. Because what is wrong with you? Camille just like storms off, ready to throw broken glass into the ocean.
Yeah. And Frey's just like, well, you see, it's because it actually cuts through the bag. And so when you put glass in the bag, she's like, fine!
Do you understand the concept of sharpness? Do you understand human skin? How basic do I have to explain for you?
Yeah, Fraser. You know, I like Fraser. I think he's fun. I think he's a good addition as Chief Stew, but man, he's got an arc to make his way around because he needs to cut this shit out. Like, yeah. You hear how she's talking to Alyssa and how she's talking to you, and you're like, let me explain it calmly to you. No, get a fly swatter and chase her around with it until she does what you want.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, a water gun, but that works too. Both, maybe. Hit from both sides.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So, anyway, so he starts. So then there's a lady. Because Rachel's at the breakfast table, and one of the ladies is like, hey, so how do you know what flavors go together? And Gigi goes, she's a chef, for crying out loud.
It's like, ow. And so Gigi's showing off her medal, and she's like, guys, the thing about a gold medal is everyone knows a gold medal, right? I mean, I can go win the French Open, Wimbledon, and triple star at putt-putt in like 1 month, and no one says a thing. But one gold medal, and everyone's like, ooh, you won a gold medal. Probably because that's the one you keep in your fucking purse, Gigi.
Yeah, even TSA is just bored with you. Like, oh, man, we're going to have to look at your luggage. Oh, is it because of the gold medal that I have in there? Hey, everyone, I got a gold medal in my luggage. Sue me. Am I right? Sarah for holding everyone up. She probably does TSA regular just so that way she can get frisked more for that gold medal.
No. So then Alyssa is like, Camille, Alyssa, could you meet me in a stew pantry? And she's like, what, bitch? Goddamn bitch. I've had enough. Okay, I'll be right there.
So then Sandy walks by and sees Alyssa, and she's like, hey, so what's going on? Did I tell you about how I told Alyssa about the concept of team players and stuff? Like, what's going on? And she basically says, like, you know, I know the lack of effort that's happening from Camille. You know, she's real dumb. Real dumb. I saw her in American Idol. Wow. It was a big, dumb moment on TV. Sounded great, but a dumb sounding great, you know?
Yeah, I was dumb. You know, I've never seen anyone do a Hollywood Week performance squatted, but also walking. It was interesting, but dumb. Real dumb.
Yeah.
Also, do you know what I wrote this line? This line that you just said, I wrote in. Jesus Christ. I wrote down that this line was spoken by Cher. My note says C-H-E-R. Why? I don't know. I love that Cher just came into this recap like, what do you have going on right now?
Huh? If I could turn back time, I would kick Camille off the boat.
So Alyssa starts talking in her baby voice, and she's like, it's not the lack of effort, it's the attitude. Like, I don't mind picking up slack. I'm crying right now, can you tell? It's just that the attitude is ridiculous.
It's like, man, you know, any other season, Alyssa would be the asshole in this situation.
Yeah,
because Alyssa is a total asshole too. But Camille is just so overshadowing it that Alyssa's getting away with all of it.
That's how you know Alyssa sucks so much, that when, like, there's another obvious asshole and they somehow are getting a good edit, that means you're really fucking up. So then Sandy's like, hey, so she gave you attitude. Hey, how did her breath smell? Was it minty? Yeah, a little bit. Fresh mouth. I knew it was a fresh mouth.
The girl's got a fresh mouth. So she tells us, hearing Alyssa crying is really disappointing. You know, I just stepped onto this vessel, so I need to see that and not just listen to what a crew member tells me. You know, because she's crying, wah, wah, wah. You know, it's background noise. I have to actually see the evidence with my own eyes. So Camille is on my radar. Whoop, she's passing me. I smell an orbit.
Hey, look at that. Is that some rain? No. Just Camille. So many things on my radar right now. It's a little confusing. I'm going to set up an anchor sanctuary.
Have you made out with twins today? No? Then why does your breath smell like double mint? Tell me now.
Got a fresh mouth in you today, okay? So now the guys are setting up this picnic, whatever, this tennis and tequila day, and Tony and Ben are setting up a tent, and Tony's like, oh, do we really need two gazebos? Like, he's just like a total whiny, obnoxious person now. Now that he can't work out what he wants to. He's awful. My God.
It's always these people. I'm telling you, it's season after season of the people who are like, oh, I'm the most like spiritual person. I like have to work out at sunrise and then like chat to myself all day long. It's like the second these people don't get their way, they turn into this.
Yeah. Exactly. Every single time. It's all fake. Anyone who's too nice, you just know. They're terrible. Yeah. So then Ross summons Camille to help out with something, and Camille just pouts to herself. She goes, I'm literally doing everything. Everything. I'm like, if everything includes breaking glasses every single episode and banging your head on dryer doors, then yes, you are doing everything.
So the guests get on the tenter, and the captain is talking to Camille, and she's like, hey, come here. Now listen, I'm going to talk to you in this voice because this is my supportive. You know, I know you don't trust your breath yet, but you really should. Okay. So when people tell you to do things, don't do fresh mouth. Got it? They know you've just taken a mint and you've probably been smoking or drinking or something. So call Alyssa and tell her, eat this pepperoni first.
You like garlic bread? Does it sit well with your stomach? Okay. Have some right here. Yeah. This comes from Papa John's. The actual Papa John. I know him. Anyway.
We got kidnapped together in Iraq, you know, during a sunset cruise. It was something.
Yeah, we were on a cruise with his uncle, Caesar. Not a very tall man. I guess that's why they call him Little. Anyway, have some pizza, and then go tell you Alyssa. What,
short man who can't just eat one pizza is something else. I mean, a short man eating two pizzas at one time. He just kept demanding them, you know? I said, listen, it's tapas night. And he'd say, pizza. I mean, you do what you do, you know? He was a king.
He was. And you know what? Every single night, you know what game we play? Dominoes. So fun. Have you ever tried it?
It would just make him so mad. Let me tell you. And I'll tell you one thing he never did. Chewed gum. Do you understand my point? She's like, I think so. Okay, go call Alyssa and tell her Ross asked you to do Wave Runners, which is basically the most fun that you could possibly do have right now. Go ride some Wave Runners. That'll show ya.
Yeah. And I can see that look on your face. You're trying to understand how waves can run. Don't think about it too hard. Just apologize.
I want you to apologize to Alyssa. She's like, for what? You're my tone. Come on. You want to be a team player, don't you? It doesn't have to be hard. And Haley's back there like, tell me about it, darling. Okay, she's got the gold medal ribbon up her vagina. Get that out of you.
You better clean that up before you give it back to Gigi. Gigi's like, it's all good. I got a few of them. No prob.
So Camille's like, well, sometimes I'm sorry and sometimes I'm not sorry. She goes, well, you need to be sorry. Okay.
Yeah, with a less fresh mouth. So Camille says, I'm not disagreeing with the fact that I have an attitude. I'm proud I have an attitude. Thank fucking God I have some sort of tude in this world. I will apologize to Alyssa because I have to play that game so I don't get fired. It's so fucking stupid. Okay, just throw yourself into a volcano at this point. You were such a big fucking idiot sitting here so proud of your attitude. You're like, what? You are exactly what's wrong with literally this country. What is wrong with you? God. And saying like, oh, I have to play that game. You know what that game is called? Your job.
Yeah, you dumb dumb. And the captain, in the biggest misstatement of the season, goes, I have faith in you. Oh my God. So then Haley is talking. She's getting ready. She's talking to herself, I think. She's like, ginger people do not do well in the sun. Enjoying a yacht, they say. Have a blast, they say. More like have sweaty ass and cankled. I'm literally translucent. I'm melting. I'm going to evaporate. Too hot for a ginger person. Brutal.
I've got sweaty tit rash. So then,
That's the longest she's ever gotten through without talking about fucking herself in one way or another. I was proud of her. I was like, wow, that's the cleanest moment you've had on this show.
But the good part is all that sweat works really well as for lube. Anyone got a toothbrush? So now it's the guests are like arriving on at their beach thing or whatever, and Camille pulls Alyssa to talk. And while she's doing that, Tony and Ben are starting to play tennis and stuff. And Ben just they're hitting the ball back and forth, and then Ben just whacks a tennis ball right at the camera guy's nuts, and he basically doubles over, and the camera drops. And gotta say, it's painful, but always funny. Always funny to me.
Yeah,
it's reliable through all the years.
So Camille pulls Alyssa aside and she's like, I just want to really apologize and like take full responsibility for my actions. And I don't want you to have to walk around this boat and feel like there's animosity and like unwelcomes. And Alyssa's like, okay, well, I really, really appreciate that, Camille. The only thing I'm looking for, like, at this point is, like, actions. Because, like, the whole team is busting ass. And, like, your ass is asking for spanking. So...
Camille's like, have you ever seen a plastic bag? No. So then... Tony is now taking pictures of all the guests and everything. And Ben, they're all just like playing tennis and everything. And Gigi keeps on saying to Ben, come on, Rafa. Yeah, come on. Come on, Rafa. And so he actually manages to score like 1 point, at which point Gigi's like, you do not score against the gold medal winner. And then she just basically goes to town on him.
Yeah, she does. Kicks his ass. So then back at the boat, Camille is folding, which is near the mess where Katie is. And they're talking about boys. And Camille's like, I miss Ben right now. And Katie's like, yeah, I make sure Ross is always right next to me, right? And she's like, and Ross is like, oh, I guess so. I guess so. You do, don't you?
Yeah. And then the guests are, so they're back on they're basically going back to the boat and everything. And now they're like snorkeling and just like swimming in the water. And then we get a full on throwback to Vanderpump Rules. I think it was season 6 with Jax nearly drowning in the water because we hear, help, 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 can you help me please?
What's going on? And Tony goes out there on a board. He's like, oh my God, this is so hard. I've not worked out in the morning. So he goes out and there's a lady out there who got stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? When people are struggling in the water, things spiral in a second. But the deck teams are on it, and we have the A team, okay? Pizza, pizza for everybody, okay?
So Rachel is going to be making Indian dinner tonight, and she's like, I love Indian food. I studied in India. I studied nutrition. I know why they use what they use, because it helps you shit better. Indian food.
Yeah. And so then Camille goes and knocks on Sandy's door, and... You think she's going to go in there just to like talk or ask for advice, but she's just there to hang out. She's like, yeah, I'm just here to get a breather. And Sandy goes, oh, well, why don't you get some rest, huh? Hey, how about this for a concept? Nap? You want to take a nap? You ever hear of a nap? It's so good. You should try it.
So Alyssa sees her and she's like, babe, are you on service? And she's like, I'm on dishes. She goes, yeah, me too. So then I like how Camille walks into the captain's bridge. She's like, hey, Cap, this nice. Do you like this setup?
I know. So then,
like, how you doing? Yeah, it's just like really busy. Everyone's tasking me all the time. So then later, Rachel's like, Camille, Rachel, are you able to come down here and finish the silverware that you started here? She's like, I'm on a 30-minute break because Captain Sandy said to. So I guess I'll come help you in 30 minutes when I'm done.
So Rachel's doing I don't know where to put things. So where should I put it? Like, what do I do? What's a spoon? What's a fork? She's doing that thing where she doesn't know what to do. Like, she's pretending like she doesn't know where to put anything. So that way Camille helps. But then Sandy has heard Camille say that Sandy had put her on a 30-minute naps. So Sandy goes, oh, hey, Camille, don't throw me under the bus, okay? I just said you can take a break if you're not needed. All right, so get your salieri ass out of bed and help out in that galley.
And Camille's like, I see. Well, I'm sorry I didn't take it that way. Okay. And this is all over the radio. So yeah. Rachel's like, yeah, that's a 10-4. Awkward as fuck.
So now Camille is crying. She's like, what the fuck? She's not even my department head. I'm going to lose my shit, dude. And Alyssa goes, everyone's heard this, by the way. So Alyssa's somewhere else and she's telling someone, That was the fucking captain. Yo, she's stupid, dude. She's stupid. Which is what we were all saying.
Now Camille is sobbing to herself, and she's like, it's all over the radio. Like, that's not how I understood it. Captain tells me I can take a break, and I literally report to every person on this boat at every moment. I can't do it. I'm going to go hang out with that weird redheaded chick in the galley and do her fucking dishes, I guess.
Yes, exactly. The captain saying you should get some rest is not the same as saying go down for 30 minutes on an official nap. It's different.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, also, Camille was taking a breather while she was in the middle of doing the task that she was supposed to be doing. Let's not forget, she was doing dishes and she stepped away to give herself her own break.
She stepped away literally to go to the bridge and go, hey, how you like the setup? Looks yeah. cool for you.
So now Camille goes crying to Captain Sand and she goes, I'm sorry for that. And she goes, hey, are you crying? And Camille's like, I did not want to throw you under the bus. I just feel like I'm doing all the bitch work. All the time. Sandy goes, so when you were hired, what were you hired as?
A deck stew, but interior seems to be the only one with the weaker links.
So she throws the interior under the bus while she's trying to exonerate herself.
Well, you know, taking two jobs is not easy. Okay. Like, for example, I'm the captain of the boat. I also rescue Tom Hanks when his boat gets taken over by pirates. You know, it's very difficult. Like, I'm a captain, but I'm also in charge of the hug ward at the local hospital, which is right here in my bridge. Need a hug? Hold on. I'm here to give you hugs. I'm Nurse Hug Sandy.
And Camille, I see you're excited, but I just want you to know the hug ward is different from Hogwarts. It's not the same place.
I can't even do magic.
No, and no. And you could put the Quidditch down. That's not going to happen either.
Really?
Patronus bullshit.
Like, one moment I'm reporting to Hufflepuff, the next minute to Slytherin. Like, what the hell?
Let's not be a Hufflepuff, dear. So she's like, you know what would solve this? A schedule. Oh, really, Sandy? No one really ever thought. No one's told Camille what to do. That's a problem. And she's like, yeah, it's just like too pretty here to feel like this. So I'm like, really sorry. And the captain's like, yeah, we'll figure it out. Oh, by the way, no fresh mouth. No fresh mouth.
Please don't do the fresh mouth thing. Like, it's so the thing is, it's distracting when you smile and that little white star comes out and goes ding. It's hard.
So now it's nighttime of the table set up. And, by the way, do you remember how Captain Sandy used to be? Wait a minute, where are the parades coming through on top of the tables? Now they just throw like some gold things down, but she doesn't hate them. So she's like, wow, great setup. What are those gold yeah. table mats? Wow, this belongs in the Louvre.
Hey, what are those from Target? That is nice. A nice setup there. Wow, beautiful.
So Haley and Fraser are setting up the table, preparing for all the Indian food that's about to come through. And Haley's like, oh, I'm going to eat them all and you're going to be disgusted. Have you ever put chicken tikka masala up your vagina? It's delicious.
So then Camille, Fraser, Ross, and the captain have a meeting. And she's like, now listen, you're on interior full time now, okay? Oh, no, she's just telling Ross, I guess. Yeah. She's like, you're on interior. I'm going to keep Camille on interior full time. I'm going to go ahead and help with deck. And Ross is like, well, I've got plenty of people. He's just telling us. I've got plenty of people on deck. She inhibits us. She's the pain in the ass.
Yeah. So Fraser's the one who's getting screwed because now he's stuck with Camille full time and no one wants her. Okay. She's just like a bag of poop that's on fire that everyone's kicking back and forth because they're too dumb to realize they can just put it in the trash and sends it off. So Fraser's like, okay, Camille, can we have a talk? So what's going on? Like, you're clearly not communicating. And she goes, well, you're never around me and I'm always in laundry or Alyssa's telling me what to do. And he goes, that's not an excuse. If you want to communicate, then you communicate.
Yeah, but you give Alyssa a list of things to do and then like whatever she doesn't want to do, she makes me do.
And he's like, and what's the problem with that? Yeah. It's not fair. And he's like, you're being very immature. I'm being pulled in every direction.
It's like, That's called working on a super yacht, you dum-dum. You're unhappy, then I can try to change something before I get sat down with my captain. She goes, so you're telling me that I can't go to my captain? He goes, I'm not telling you. Are you fucking mental?
She goes, I don't want to hear that. You're telling me I can't go to my captain because I don't want to hear it. And he's like, what the fuck? And he goes, I literally care about the well-being of my crew. And he tells us, she knows she's not working. She's not looking for structure. She's looking for an excuse to not be called out for not working. So he tells her, listen, I feel a lot of eye rolls. And she says, well, I don't feel that way about myself at all. So I'll let you have your opinion of me, but I'm not going to see it. It's not an opinion. She's one of these my truth people. Oh, yeah, well, that's my truth. No. Hookah, it's not your truth. It's the truth. You broke a glass today. It's not my truth. It's your truth. You did it. You're an asshole, okay? It's not my truth. You're an asshole.
This is someone whose parents just did not discipline her ever as a child. She is just completely like entitled to whatever and spoiled. And, you know, she's just a monster unleashed on society. So then Rachel, meanwhile, is cooking and she goes, welcome to hell. And now everyone's sitting down and the plates are ready to go. And Camille's just like cleaning. She's cleaning in one of the bathrooms. She goes, again, I don't understand. Cocoa espresso soap. Who wants to wash their hands with coffee?
I just wrote idiot.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she's in a hat and jewels. Is she wearing the guest stuff?
I don't know. No, I think because, I don't know.
Is she like putting on the guest's clothes while she cleans her room?
I'm not sure. I did not notice. For a moment, I thought like, no, that hat was the theme, but I think that was the night before that she was in a hat. So I don't know about this hat, but she is crazy.
So they're sending the food. Rachel's sending food up and Rachel's talking about how hard it is working with a new captain because you need their acceptance. Mommy, won't you accept me now? And Rachel and Fraser are changing and Fraser tells her, you wear a bra, right? Because he's horrified he's going to have to see her boobs because she's just like changing jackets. She goes, no, I don't wear a bra. And he's like, oh, your tits are going to be out.
There'll be bosoms in the fresh air. I can't have this. And she goes, relax, I'm wearing a sports bra. Titties.
Oh, just the look of horror on his face. He was about to have to see someone's boobs.
I know. So then meanwhile at the dinner table, Gigi's telling us something very unsurprising. I love pickleball. I'm hooked. And then this girl, Amanda, goes, yeah, she puts her pickleball trophies next to her Grand Slam trophies. Yeah, I have two pickleball gold medals. I didn't bring those, though.
Wow, really? Do you know Saddam Hussein? Because I got a gold medal for sailing across Iraq and teaching them how to play pickleboard. It's like shuffleboard, but smaller, and with actual pickles. It was fun. He liked that one.
Well, where's your gold medals? I want to see them. If I don't see them, they don't exist. Okay. All right, then. Well, that was an awkward thing to say to your captain, but I'll just go back up to my wheelhouse then, okay? So, meanwhile, guess who's still complaining elsewhere on the boat? It's Tony.
I'm gonna pass out. Oh, my God. I'm gonna pass out. So then a lady's like, why is someone always on watch? Oh, yeah. She's like, yeah, why does someone always have to be on watch? And the captain goes, hey, something you always want to tell the guests of the boat you're captaining. Hey, you ever see Titanic?
Do you remember when he signed off on watch and then he left? And remember what happened next? I'll give you a hint. Starts with an I, ends with Seberg. Remember? Remember anything, you dum-dum?
Basically, Gigi Fernandez passed by on one of the only saving boats. Now the rest of everybody else died. Loved you and fried green tomatoes, Gigi.
Gigi's like, wait a second. Titanic is the movie when the boat hit a stack of my gold medals that were floating in the ocean and it sank, right?
So then Camille goes to Ben, who is on anchor watch in the bridge. And she's like, I'm going to sit in her seat. She'd be pissed. She's mad at me right now. He's like, well, I'm glad she's giving you direction. She's like, I cried like three times today.
Yeah. So then downstairs, Sandy has, this is Sandy's like first meal with Rachel, I think. So Sandy's like, Rachel, I am beyond in awe. I am awe beyond. I'm awe. I am like a lifeboat after the Titanic. I have gone beyond the original vessel. Okay.
I'm like Bed Bath and okay. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, I am. And so I'm just like so blessed to have a chef like you on board. Like this is, I would give you a standing ovation, but then I'm going to sit here instead.
You know, I'm not good with compliments. I'm terrible in relationships. I don't know where my life is going. And I just try to do a good job so my mother will love me. Next.
Hey, question though. This dessert was lovely, but where's the mirror glaze? I thought that was sort of the thing that you guys do.
So Ross is talking to Tony. He's like, well, I've done the schedule and we're going to flip it. Tony, now you're early up. And he's like, oh my God, thank God I'm going to be the first person to see the sunrise. I'm back, baby.
Congratulations. See, the whiner always gets his way. So now Sandy leaves the table and Alyssa starts cleaning up. You know, Camille has left a mess everywhere around the bar. So Alyssa's cleaning up Camille's mess. But Camille's just in the wheelhouse because she's brought that coffee to Ben. And she's just like not working. And Alyssa's waiting for Camille to work. But Camille is just flirting with Ben instead. They're like making out.
Yeah. And so Camille like literally wanders back down. Just like da-da-da-da-da. Walking as slowly as possible. And Alyssa's bitching. She's just like, I guess I just have to do what I have to do. I mean, where the fuck is Camille? And so she sees her and she goes, oh, Camille, I didn't realize you didn't do the salon. She goes, I was making Ben coffee because he's up till 2 tonight. She's like, well, you can tell Ben to make his own coffee because you're not his mommy until you're off. Okay.
Camille goes, I'm going to do what I please. And then Camille's like, just, you know what, Alyssa, go to bed. I'm going to clean this all up. Just go to bed. And Alyssa goes, but it's about the pace. It's what we talked about before. Dear God, you're going to make me quit this boat. Alyssa goes, we wouldn't mind.
We wouldn't mind. You're not my baby sister. Please stop. Please stop. I'm asking you to stop.
Babe, why are you so upset? Okay, I'm going to mark you down as out. And if you want to be a crazy lady and keep working, go ahead. Good night.
It's just that every night there's a different issue. She's like, this is abuse. This is abuse, man.
So now it's 5 a.m. and Tony's back to grunting on the deck, doing his workout, etc. And Ross goes up and tells Sandy.
I'm sorry, I have to say this part. So everyone's getting ready for work, right? And Haley comes out of the bathroom and she goes, sorry, I tried to be quiet, but I unleashed like an elephant. What the hell?
So good.
That's all.
So,
I just had to have that part in here. She's so crass.
Flatulence. It's called flatulence.
So the Ross. He's like, I hope you're okay with this. I had a schedule working before this. Tony needs to be on early. The one who was trained to hang upside down, drag his head underwater, and waterboard himself last night because he didn't get to do yoga in the morning. That's him. Good call there. Good call.
And then meanwhile, in the galley, Rachel says to Fraser, I hate everyone right now. And Fraser goes, me too, darling. So she's like, tonight I'm going to wear a dress that is so pretty. It's going to be so pretty tonight. And Fraser's like, oh, I'm going to wear green trousers to match you and look absolutely awful together. We'll look devastating, terrible. I hate my life. Great. See you then.
So now they're hauling anchor. And the captain's like, smooth. Oh, yes, yeah, smooth. It's a smooth boat. So ETA, 8 minutes. And Ben's like, Captain, portside, 20 feet, 15 closing. We're all going to die. We're all going to die. Yeah, about to hit a toddler right in the middle of the soft spot. We made it. Good job, everyone. God, that was smooth.
No need to ask. I'm a smooth operator.
Dun, dun, dun.
smooth operator. Coast to coast, Malta to sink it.
So they leave, and Captain's like, oh my God, it's been so great seeing you. And Gigi's like, oh God, I'm leaving you all a gold medal. Just kidding, that's coming with me.
So yeah, Gigi thanks the crew and gives over a tip, and Camille's like, more like goodbye, goodbye guests, hello alcohol, am I right, everyone? Everyone's like, go fuck yourself.
So tip meeting, Captain's like, first and foremost, you guys are excellent at your craft, and you can tell because Gigi gold medal obnoxious upper ass Fernandez left us $31,000. Can you believe it? And Tony's like, oh my God, that's more than what most people do in an entire year.
Yeah. So then Fraser, they cleaned the boat. Now they dress up to go out. They hop into the vans, and they're heading to the restaurant, and Ross looks out the window of the van. He goes, that's a bit eerie. There's a graveyard right next to the runway. And then Camille goes, I've actually had sex in a graveyard before with a quarterback.
Well, that's a real bragging point, Camille.
Way to scare away
all of the spirits. Yeah,
I know. Talk about like they can't hold a demons.
Seance. Yeah, they can't hold a seance there anymore because no one will talk back.
Ouija stands for "Would you please leave us alone?" Thank you.
Rachel is like, God, I really like working with Captain Sandy. You know, it's so cool to have a female as an example. And Katie's like, yeah, it's super empowering in a boy world. Like, normally, I'm just like the hot girl. Like, people are like, oh my God, she probably can't lift anything. She's fucking amazingly hot. You know, so like, be able to work with a woman who's like, also thinks that I'm hot, but like, also knows that I'm a girl. It's like everything. God, I'm hot.
I love a girl, Captain.
So now they're at the restaurant, and Camille's just like ready to get wasted and everything. And they do a cheers to an amazing charter. And Camille's just like now talking to Ben, and she's like, I've just had such great experiences, and I'm just kind of ready to share it with somebody. I mean, what's the point of getting kicked out of Catholic school if you're getting kicked out of Catholic school alone? Am I right?
Yeah. And he's like, well, I've been single for years, and you're the first girl I've cuddled. Just, oh my God, is this for real right now? He's like, not until you break a glass. She's like, breaks it. And you hit your head on the washing machine door, which is quite amazing since there's not even one here. Do you want to get married?
Yeah, I carry a washing machine door attached to this pole. It's like, you know, when you see patients in a hospital walking around with their IV bag, mine's a dryer door.
Ow!
By the way, is that Gigi Fernandez's gigantic diamond statement necklace that you're wearing? Yeah. She loves me. So they start ordering, and Ross is like, oh, I'm going to do all that I physically can. Booze, and then on to the other things.
Yeah. And then he goes, there's an English stereotype that we drink a lot of tea, but we also enjoy drinking considerable amounts of alcohol. I'm like, really? Hadn't heard that before.
Yeah, nobody knows about that one.
Wow, no one's ever heard of an English pub. So, what? English people drink booze and lots of it? That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Next thing you're going to say, they're all buttoned up, stiff upper lip, etc.
He's like, we may work hard, but some of these kids do not know how to play hard. Could you stop saying hard? Okay, guy who masturbates 14 times a day. Just cut it.
Well, you know, it's like I always say, work hard, fondle hard. You know what I'm saying? So then Kaylee is trying to give some advice to Camille about, like, you know, like just trying to just sort of prop her up a little bit because Camille's basically complaining. And she's like, listen, Camille, you know, you're good at service. You're good at people, the way you scowl at them and then cry and then break a glass into their thigh and then complain about everyone else. That's good. Those are good people skills. Keep it up.
Yeah, but it's like hard right now because I'm like a bottom of the barrel. She's like, it's 4 weeks now. You can do it. I mean, come on. And she tells us maybe Camille's a little confused about whether she's a guest or an employee. But what she doesn't realize is we're on a floating prison. All right. Make a shank out of a toothbrush. Fuck a doorknob. Scrub some toilets and get on with it. What are you going to do?
I mean, if you're at the bottom of the barrel, you might as well roll with it. Isn't that what barrels do? So now they get into their vans and head back. And Tony is like having this whole thing in the car where he's like, you got to turn the AC down because everyone's nipples are going to be hard. And then the girls get in there like, can you turn the AC down? He's like, see, I told you their nipples are hard.
So now they go home and someone goes, you going in the hot tub, Fraser? And he goes, no, I'm hideously fat. So he goes to bed.
Meanwhile, he looks like a tongue depressor.
And Camille is doing that terrible twerk in the mirror. I don't even want to call it a twerk. I don't know what to call it. But her terrible, you know, cat ass scratching a post. And then Ross is dancing on the hot tub all wasted. And Ben and Camille are making out. And Ross is watching them creepily. And then he like slowly starts swimming over to Camille. She's like, why are you bubbling over to me?
And then like, he kind yeah, it was actually totally inappropriate because then he kind of like grabs her and he kind of like pulls her away and it's like definitely too handsy. And then Katie just leaves. She goes, I feel like this is a sequence with Ross. He goes out, gets drunk, and then like, you're acting ridiculous, like touching everyone. I'm like fucking over it and so annoyed. I'm like, it is a sequence, which is why
you're
he
pathetic.
Should stop doing it. But you should stop hanging around
you're
for
fucking
the
pathetic
for the Scooby
too.
Snacks.
Yeah, I just scream at her because I'm like, get. It's like, yeah, and that is so inappropriate. It's like a thing that he does. I cannot wait tomorrow until he says I'm sorry, and then I sit on his lap again. And we make out more. It's like, oh, yeah. Katie, come on.
So then Ben and Camille retire to the bedroom where they have like rabbit sex. It's just like the
they full on bang.
He's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, what was that? Oh, sorry, broke a glass in here. I'll throw that out.
Why is there an open close watch the door in the bunk? Yeah, they follow me around, sorry. So in the morning, it's Tony working out.
Yeah. And so then Ben is telling Ross that he was kind of aggressive in the hot tub and everything. So Ross pulls aside Katie and Cam. I hate that I keep calling her Cam. Camille. She's not a Cam. She's 100% not a Cam. She goes, so listen, this thing, I don't know. I guess but I wasn't in the best of states last night. I hope I didn't upset or offend anyone. And they're like, Katie was like, oh no, you were just handsy in a forceful way. I'm like,
yeah, and no. Ross is like, well, if anyone was upset or offended, and Camille goes, well, in the moment, yeah. He's like, okay. And Katie's like, I choose to move forward and to move on. Ugh, moron. You're fucking moron.
So hold them accountable. Yeah.
Yeah. You know? So then Fraser is talking to Haley, and he's like, where's your head at? She's like, at the moment, not my vagina. I'll tell you that much. Like, well, she woke up herself. Yeah. And then Alyssa's like, Camille, Alyssa, where did you want this booze? Camille's like, I don't have time for this shit. I can't take it.
Alyssa's like, Camille, Alyssa, because she just keeps calling her. And so Camille goes, wait a second. And Sandy hears and goes, fuck. Hey, Camille, can you meet me on the bridge? Oh, let me rephrase that. Can you meet me on the room that the captain stands in? Because I know she's going to be looking for bridges all over this boat.
Now listen, Camille, I've had lots of conversations with you, and I heard the radio call with Alyssa, and you know what I don't want from you? Fresh. Okay, let me ask you a question. This works. This works with everybody. Are you in it to win it?
Win what?
It. What? In it to win it. It rhymes. Yeah,
like
but
a,
win
like
what?
A scary clown in a drain?
This is literally the first time that this hasn't worked. Wow. What is it? What do you win? God, these are valid questions. However, fresh breath, you've got one more charter, so... don't get fired. Fraser, come to the bridge. And Camille's like, fine. Oh,
please. So crying like a baby. Off, crying like a baby. So Pratt, like, where's her attitude now? And she's like, I can't do this anymore. So Sandy tells Fraser, hey, I want to know the minute she does push back. And if she isn't 100%, oh shit, she's already back here.
Oh my God, that wasn't even, I meant a minute after I'm done with my sentence. She's already pushing back.
Yeah, I want to know if there's pushback, because the second that happens, she's gone. And then Camille sobbing, I don't even like understand. Like, how does she even act like she knows what's going on? Am I going crazy? Am I like losing my mind? Maybe I just have an inflated ego or something, and that's, it's too big for this boat.
Yes, welcome to reality, you little dick. Have yes. you ever been outside your house? You suck. And your parents who told you you're the prettiest girl in the room and you can get anything you want fucking lied to you, just like the rest of the good parents in the world did. Get to fucking work. Grow up. My God. Leave.
I know.
Please don't leave this show because you're hilarious, by the way.
I know. So then like she's like, she's sobbing. She's in the room. She goes to another room to cry or to go to the bathroom or something. And Alyssa goes into the first room, the initial room. She starts doing hospital. She's taking off sheets from the bed. And so Camille comes back and she's like, Alyssa, I'm dead ass serious. Like, get out. Please get out. Please get out. And Alyssa goes, go cry in a different room. And he's like, she's like, please, I beg you. I'm just sitting here. She's like, babe, I'm pulling Captain Sandy's seats. I'm working. You gotta leave. And then it's just like, to be continued, which
you don't own me.
My theory is that Alyssa's going to go tell Fraser about this meltdown, and Sandy's going to be like, you know what? I'm not going to even wait another charter. Goodbye.
Yeah,
I think she's gone. I think she's gone right away.
Because right before we leave, you see Fraser saying, quite frankly, I'm happy with my team of three to Captain Sandy. So,
well, three and a half, because I do consider my vagina half a person.
And that brings us to the end of Blue Dick.
Really funny, really good. So thanks everyone for listening. Keep an eye on those ticketing links, watchwhatcrappens.com, because pre-sale goes on sale tomorrow, and then general sale is on Friday. So get your tickets, buy them soon, buy them often, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bend with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Coutar. We love you guys.